On this week's episode, Katie covers Garrett Robert Ely, a very recent murderer that happened in North Carolina, Hendersonville to be exact, and enjoy some of our witty banter as we go back and forth and just kind of shoot the shit this week. Hope you enjoy. Thanks.
Hey guys, this is Alicia
and Katie.
This is episode 24.
We're almost a quarter of the way to 100. Almost. One more episode.
That was a whole mouthful.
I'm trying. It's been a rough week, guys. Shouldn't say it's been a rough week.
Every week is a rough week.
Thursday. Yeah. Mom of two. You're a mom of two. Every week is a rough week. We just need to get out of the baby years. And then maybe it won't be so rough anymore. But I'm a long ways from that.
Yeah. I don't know that I would say they'll get better. I think there's a brief point of time where it's not as chaotic, but I have a soon-to-be 11-year-old and almost 1-year-old, and I don't know when it was ever calm with just Ariana.
I don't necessarily need it to be calm. I just need someone else not sleeping in my bedroom, sucking on my boobs. And I just want my pants, like, is it that hard to ask for? My pants don't fit.
I mean, I don't think so. I'm surprised your pants don't fit.
They fit, just not how they used to fit. Because I haven't started working out again.
Yeah.
Because no, when I started...
You'll bounce back fast, though.
Yeah, but when I started working out with Lakin, like, I had to struggle with my supply to make it to 13 months. Like, I took so many supplements and everything else. So this time I'm just like, well, I'll just stay fat for a year and then and then start working out again after that. And it's not even, I'm not fat. I just have a little extra loving. There's no good.
I mean, you literally just had a baby. But I know,
but it feels like it was forever ago now. She's almost 4 months old.
Well,
she
yeah, especially
in a couple weeks.
And especially when you didn't work out at all while you were pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough.
I think I worked out up until I was 6 and a half, maybe 7 months pregnant. And then I started to really slow down where I would try to work out, but I would just go through the motion just so I could say that I'm being active. I don't really want to say that I was actually working out and benefiting from it. But then after I had him, once I got clear to start working out, I definitely eased into it because I was so scared that my supply was going to dip. But I mean, the whole time we were in South Carolina, I worked out multiple times a day since I was just home all day long in the sun. And I never struggled with my supply. I mean, he'll be 1 and 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I could still pump 4 ounces on each side. Like, any given time of the day?
No. I'm a just enougher this time around. So, I'm just kind of staying where I'm at right now. And with my pregnancy, I was so sick for the first 16 weeks that I kind of stopped cold turkey because even, like, getting up and moving around, I threw up. Barely eating, I threw up.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So, glad to never do that again.
Yeah, at least that's nice that you can give yourself a break and, I mean, not work out or whatever you want to do for a whole year while you're Nurse Lainey, knowing that this is literally your last baby. So, yeah, enjoy that time. Don't put any extra needed pressure on yourself.
No. And that's, I mean, I had talked to, like, Mike about it before. I was like, I'm not doing it because I literally stressed myself out so much with Lakin because I committed to doing 2 different half marathons within a year of him being born. And then my partners for those bailed on both of them. And I ended up doing one of them with a different person. And the second one I ended up doing by myself. And I just felt like so defeated. Like I put an entire year worth of work into this and then I did it by myself. And it wasn't worth the stress. And I've been asked several times already to start training and doing half marathons or marathons with people. And I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. Call me back in a year and I will start training then.
I
But
don't
for
blame
right now,
you.
I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not even committing to a 5K. Unless you want to walk that and I am not training, I'm not doing it. And I don't feel bad for saying no.
You shouldn't. That's exhausting.
It was because I was nursing, I was working all day. I was nursing him at night. And then after he went down to bed at 8 o'clock, I would go to the gym for an hour and a half and train and run, come home, nurse him throughout the night, and then get up and do it all again the next day. Like I had no rest
Yeah.
time. I was getting like maybe 5 hours of sleep.
Running and
It was
working
not worth it.
out in weights is supposed to be not only just so you can be active, but also so you can just be healthy. Like for me, when I get to work out like that, granted, I'm a lot competitive, so I don't do it just to be fit. Like I do it because it's a stress reliever and enjoyable, you know, seeing the progress,
Yeah.
like it gets me going. So no, putting more pressure on you because you're exhausted and sleep deprived, you're just gonna derail all of the progress you've made or are going to make by putting it too fast, too soon.
So I'm not doing that. I'm just
Yeah,
enjoying my babies, enjoying the podcast with you. Okay,
actually,
so
so do you remember our friend Canadian?
yeah, he
So
got somebody pregnant.
the first thing Jesse said when I, what?
Where are you going with this?
This is about the podcast. He
Oh,
not that I'm
okay.
aware of, though.
Maybe I know something you don't know. No, I know
Oh
nothing.
my gosh, though, not that, I mean, I'm gonna have Jesse call Canadian now because I'm concerned. No, I'm just kidding. The first thing Jesse told me when I walked in the door today after work, he said, "Canadian said that I should be a guest on your guys' podcast." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that'd be fun." I was like, "Wait, Canadian listens to the podcast? Like, how exciting!" Because Jesse and all his friends listen to shows like podcasts, and they watch like Joe Rogan and things like that. So it's like a whole nother level. Like I didn't think that any of them actually listened to our little true crime podcast. I was
Ooh.
like, yay, it's really exciting. So Canadian, if
Hey,
you're
thank you. I actually
listening, thank
listen.
you. I
Shout out,
know.
holla.
And if you have somebody pregnant, let us know.
Right. Not out here trying to shame you, but maybe I know something you don't know. Anyway. Okay, so you know that saying that you're only like 6 degrees apart from any person in the world at any given time?
I mean, I've never heard that, but I'm sure that's a thing.
What? Really? Okay,
Yeah,
so
I've never heard that.
I'm gonna pull this out of my ass because it's just like a saying I've heard in passing. I didn't actually look it up, but the saying is supposed to go like at any given time, you're only supposed to be 6 degrees from any person in the world. So you can get to talk to someone or know someone through 6 different people and you'll end up there. So
Oh
like it
shit.
would take me 6 different people to come talk to Kim Kardashian right now, or 6 different people to talk to Donald Trump or whoever.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm concerned that those are your first go-to people, but well, that's another story.
You know, okay, you know the Garcia Diaries? Do you follow them? Okay, so it's that whole thing came up because I've been watching all of their stories on Instagram and the whole Kanye like losing his shit and going completely mad. That's why those two came up. Because I was literally just watching them before we
I've
got on
only
this
watched a
call.
couple here and there. I get real in my I don't want to say anger, but I get real worked up. So it takes me a lot to be able to really follow them.
Really? Oh, Lord.
I
Okay.
think that Kanye and the Kardashians, I think they're all just a big fat freaking joke. And I
Oh
may
no, I
be the
wasn't
only
watching
one.
them. I was watching the Garcia Diaries make fun of them.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were following the Kardashians and Kanye. I'm like,
No.
they stress me the hell out. Okay, I follow.
No, the Garcia Diaries. I was watching all of them and how like Kanye is making a fool of himself and calling Pete Davidson like Skeet Davidson and all these stupid things. I just look at it and I laugh. That's all you can do because it's so stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah,
Anyway,
I definitely agree.
that kind of like derailed. But the 6 degrees of separation thing came up because of this story. One of my friends down here, her mom, and I'm not going to say names, but her mom used to be married to the dad in this story. Yeah, she
What?
actually sent it to me. And she's like, you should do this one. So I am now. So shout out, you know who you are.
Oh.
You listen to the podcast. But I'm not going to say your names because that would be a little awkward. So this happened in North Carolina. And the son, Garrett Robert Ely, who's 27 years old, actually used to live in Bunnell, which is where I work. So him and his whole family used to live here in Bunnell, and then they moved to Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Does that give you the
It does, because
goosebumps?
we were out at a girls' night, and she sent it to me, and she's like, "Don't watch this now, because it will freak you out." So as soon as I got in the car, I listened to this
Of course.
911.
Oh, of
There's a
course.
nine. I will link it for you guys listening. Before you listen to the rest of this episode, go and listen to this 911 call because it is scary to even just hear how eerily calm this guy is. So the whole thing started out and took place around 4:30 in the afternoon. And it was Garrett Robert Ely, who was the shooter in this case. And his father, Stephen Robert Ely, and Uncle Brian Eugene Ely. And they all live with the grandparents, whose names are Pat and Robert Barker, in the same house. So there's five people that live in this house. Dog. Hang on. You done? Okay. So there's five people that live in this house, and the three Elys, Stephen, Eugene, and Garrett, were all arguing. And he didn't say exactly what they were arguing about, just that it was a long time coming. And between 4:30 and 9:30 is when these events happened, the arguing, and then he ended up shooting the father and the uncle in the house. But somehow the father was shot in the garage and the uncle was shot in, he lived in the bedroom area. So the living room bedroom area. They were shot in two separate places.
What the hell?
Yeah. So, and I still haven't found out why they were arguing or what brought this about other than it was a long time coming, is what he kept saying in this 911 call.
You'd think he would have mentioned it, like we've just never seen eye to eye, or I've always hated him, or something, you know?
He just said it was a long time coming.
That could mean so many things, though.
Yes. And since you guys hopefully you listened and went and listened to this 911 call, he was so eerily calm, is what everybody says. Eerily calm. And he was too. He just matter-of-factly was talking to this dispatcher, and her name was Lowell. He didn't call the dispatch until 9:30. So between around 4:30 and 9:30, arguing, two people shot, and then he called 911. But during this whole time, he locked the grandparents in the bathroom. He didn't hurt
Yeah, that's
them.
insane.
He didn't, he said he has no intention of hurting them, just that he doesn't want them to see what happened. So his grandparents had to have known something happened because they were locked in the bathroom for at least 5 hours, and they
Well,
must
and
have
you
heard
think they probably
gunshots.
heard it. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
And then in this 911 call, he says that he tried to clean it up, which means he tried to clean it up and then decided, I can't do it. I might as well turn myself in.
So he tried to cover up what he had done.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Tried to, failed, decided I better call and turn myself in. And throughout that call, you can hear him like walking around the house, talking to his grandparents. And he tells them there's two guns, you know, one's on the counter and one's on the bed. But he only used one high-powered rifle in it. So I want to
What?
know what the other gun was for. Why did he
Yeah,
have two
what?
guns if he only used one? So it's a
Why?
little weird.
It makes me question even more why he shot his uncle and his dad. That was a long time coming, but his grandparents were like angels in his eyes. Like they always got along, that he always said he never wanted to hurt them.
I have no idea. And he, throughout the process, he went back in and kept checking on them. Like, gave them water, made sure they were okay.
What the hell?
But he didn't let them out. He said that he put a chair underneath the door, like underneath the door handle, so that they couldn't get out.
So technically, he was holding them hostage in their own home.
That comes up. But yes, he was holding them hostage. He was holding them hostage in their own home. And where was I going with this? Mom brain. Oh, like if you didn't want them to know about it, then why were you doing it when they were home? Why did you let that happen?
Yeah, that's another good point.
Why wouldn't you wait until they left? If you all lived together, or if this was just such a high, intense conversation that you had with your dad and your uncle, you had to have
In two
guns
separate rooms.
ready at some point to know that
Mm
you were premeditating these murders.
-hmm. Especially if they were killed in two separate rooms. So was he arguing with his dad or uncle in one room and then shot him and was just like, fuck this, and then walked into the next room and was like, you're off too? And
Right.
I mean, there were no signs of struggles or anything.
They haven't released any more details because this just happened November 21st of 2021.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It just happened. Like, there are so few details. He hasn't even gone to his first court hearing yet. He was charged with 2 counts of first degree murder and 2 counts of kidnapping for the grandparents. So there's, and he's being held without bond since then, and they haven't set a court date.
I mean, that's good that he's being held without bond, but how much time is he actually facing?
I don't know because they haven't ha even had a first court hearing yet.
I wonder if he has any type of a criminal record. Like, has he had run-ins with the law here and there? Is he known to be a problem child, or this just completely shocked everyone?
This is the only thing that I could find.
So he's
Was
probably just
this
gonna get
about
a
this
slap on the
case?
wrist.
Probably, unfortunately. He's probably not
That's
going to get very
awful.
much. But I would hope that he would at least get a psych evaluation, considering if you listen to that call,
It's definitely
and
like
break
a
it down.
sociopath.
Yes. Who? Okay. Here is my question. Would you rather have a killer like this one, who is so eerily calm and can tell you exactly what happened without even a breath? Or would you rather have a killer that is freaking out and realizing, oh my God, I just killed two people. What have I done? Blah, 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 and like running around with the chicken head cut off.
I would definitely not want the patient one because, like, how trippy could that be that you're literally walking next to a serial killer or a sociopath? Like, somebody that's that calm, that looks completely normal, like an average Joe, versus somebody you know that's batshit crazy and you know to stay away from them. Like, you see signs. That gives me the goosebumps.
I don't know which one I would rather have because at least the one that's running around like a chicken with its head cut off, you know he needs a psych evaluation. The other one, just at the drop of a hat, it seems like gonna turn around and kill you. You just don't know. But the thing is, like, I hate to profile someone on just the way that they look, but this dude looks like he would snap at some point. Like,
Mean, there's a
he's
lot of people out there. Like, I mean, I agree that I hate to kind of profile like that, but you could definitely look at people and be like, no, you could tell he has a temper or something like that.
and I hate to say this, but with all the shootings in schools nowadays, I don't know if you were like this, but I was like this in high school. I was like, I'm gonna be friends with everybody. And not be mean to anybody because you don't know who's gonna snap. And you wanna be on
I
everybody's good side.
mean, especially when you're in high school, because one, I mean, everybody's going through puberty and hormones and testosterone, like everything is just changing in everybody's body. Two, girls are catty as hell. I don't care who you are, how old you are. At one point, you were catty as hell. And men, like in high school, they seem to either have lots of rage or just super mellow. Like there was like no in between. So yeah, no matter who you were around, anyone could snap at any given time, regardless of the situation.
I don't know how your school was, but my school, it wasn't the guys that were always fighting. It was the girls.
Yeah,
Like,
girls
I
were catty.
remember, oh no, like physically fighting.
I got in my fair share.
I did not. I would use
Mean, I'm
my
not proud
words.
of mine. I mean, I'm sure people would disagree with this, but I don't consider myself a fighter until I get pushed to that extreme. But it always seemed like anytime anyone didn't like me was like it had to do with a boy, whether it was they were dating this boy and were upset that I was talking to them, or I was dating a boy and they wanted to talk to him, like that type of a thing. Then that's what bothers me. Like, I don't want to fight over a freaking guy. If you want him, you can freaking take him. Like, I'm not fighting over a boy ever. But if you hit me first, you know, I'm gonna strike back. Like, that's just how I roll. But I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever saw any guy fights while I was in school. Like, they always happen at parties, like quinceañeras and stuff like that. But I don't think I ever saw any guys actually fighting in school.
I have one that stuck in my head, not guys, girls. I was walking down our main hallway for high school, and I was actually friends with the girl that struck first. And we were just walking down the hall, and one of the girls she was feuding with said something. And all of a sudden, I just looked to my side, and she's not there anymore. I turned around. She has this chick by the back of her head and is like slamming her face into the tile floor. She
Oh my
broke
gosh.
two tiles in the floor.
Oh.
And I'm like, somebody else got to do something. Teacher, I am not touching that. Like,
This was
I
your
got too much shit
friend?
going on. Not anymore. But at that point,
Oh.
we were friends. We were walking down the freaking hallway going to English Lit. Like, the fuck just happened? We're in the middle of a conversation here.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Like that, when I say the girls in my school fought, they fought. There was no, well, I'm gonna take you out back. No, I'm gonna do it right here. What these girls did, and I'm just like, y'all are on a different level. I do not do that.
See, I don't know that I know for a fact I have never struck first. But second of all, whenever I saw fights happen when I was in school, it was always like somebody was trying to walk away, whether they were talking shit or whatever the case may be. The girl was walking away and the other girl was over it and then would reach for her hair. And that's how people always started fights with me, like pulling my hair from behind. Like, why didn't you do something when I was facing you? Why do you gotta wait till I turn around and cheap shot me? That's what pissed me off. And every female fight I've ever seen, that's the way it's always been. So I'd much rather have it be like face to face like that versus somebody's legit just trying to walk away from the altercation and then you made it way worse than it needed to be.
I must have just been brought up differently. Because I never got in a fight. I
I
will
mean, I'm Black
verbally
Sican,
beat the shit
so.
out of you, but I will not physically beat the shit out of you. I will hurt you with my words, but not my fists. My fingers are too tiny and they will break. I will not do that.
Like I said, some girls are catty. Like, I don't care how nice of a person you are. At some point in your life, if you were a female, you were catty.
Maybe. I was probably catty, but I never acted on my cattiness. I may have said some shit, but I never punched or slapped nobody. I did not do that.
A-okay.
I was, as my middle school history teacher would say, I was a Southern belle. I would say, oh, bless your heart, but I would not say fuck you to your face.
I'll say both.
That's how I did it. What?
I'll say both. I'll say bless your heart, and I'll also say fuck you and your
Yeah,
mama.
well, but not back then, I would not.
I'm definitely a
Funny.
different level of catty calm now. Yeah, I'm gonna let you run
I
your mouth for a while because I have things actually writing on the line now.
never even said the F word or like heard it in general daily conversation until I met my husband. And the first time that I heard him say, fuck this, I was like, oh. I did not talk like that. I did not cuss.
I do,
I did not do any of that. Well, I do
obviously.
now. I mean, I married my
Yeah.
husband, so some of it had to
Gonna
rub
say
off
you.
at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's about to happen.
But back then, no, I did not talk like that.
What was
I
that, like
was the person
three?
that dressed up to go to Thanksgiving, and his family were in sweats, and now we do that.
Yeah. I think you gotta dress up for family get together, especially when, like, my family only gets together for holidays or birthdays, so we all usually try to dress up.
No, I don't do that anymore. However, PJs.
I think it was like 3 or 4 episodes ago that, like, every other word out of my mouth in the podcast was F or shit or something. Like,
You were on it that time. And I was just
yeah,
like,
well, I remember texting me and be like, yeah, so my bad about dropping the F-bomb so many times. Like, I go through phases where I'm like, I'm not gonna cuss as much just because I don't like that Ariana hears me saying it all the time. But I don't ever say it like fuck you type of thing. It's more like I drop something, I'm like, oh fuck. Like, it just happens. And I don't really mean it at anyone. But then I go through phases where I'm like, fuck this and fuck that and fuck this and I should probably not cuss that much. But I don't ever notice it
Yeah, I
until I edit
think everybody does.
the
Then you're like, oh, maybe I should start a tally.
Yeah, well, so Ariana likes to do that randomly to me. She's like, I think we should start the quarter swear jar again, Mama. And I'm like, all right. And then after I get to like $4 or $5, I'm like, all right, screw that. I'm not doing like the quarter thing anymore. I'll just give you $10. How's that?
There's your sign.
Yep. And then I do really good again. And then I. Yeah. It really depends on how much alcohol
Yeah.
I've had as well.
Yeah, I get really loud mouthed when I drink a lot too. And very honest. I get very honest when I am drinking.
Honestly, I've only ever seen you like truly buzz maybe twice.
Really?
Maybe three times. Yeah. One was when I was pregnant and you guys came up that weekend on my birthday. You were feeling pretty good that night.
What did we do
When we
then?
walked around, you guys had some friends that met us at the hotel, and then we went to a couple bars, an arcade bar. We walked down there. Because then we went
Oh,
to
yeah,
that
in Omaha.
Halloween, yeah. That night, I wasn't with you your whole night of your bachelor party, obviously that night as well.
Oh, girl, I was rough.
I saw a lot of videos, but that was about it. And I want to say
Nobody
one
ever
other
saw me
time, but
puke, though.
no. You told me about it, but that was about it.
That's it. That's those two.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I want to say there was another time, but
Because I did not get drunk for your bachelorette party.
no, because you were still pumping.
I was still pumping, and I had planned to pump and dump, but some co-maid of honor drank too much, and I had to get all y'all back. So I very quickly just switched over to White Claws and water. And I was like, all right, I gotta get
Oh,
all
these
y'all bitches back to the hotel
with as much
somehow.
as I drank and I still remember everything, went to bed with my makeup, and in the morning I was still ready for the day.
I
So
don't know how you did that.
I'm very
Because
good at that, apparently.
I was even like, oh my God, I'm so tired. But then again, all of you guys went to sleep, and I still had to pump and make sure that the doors were locked and nobody went to bed with their high heels on.
Oh man, you're a
See,
mother
at
hen,
least
apparently.
for my bachelorette party, they just brought me back to my house and I puked in my own house. And they're like, are you good? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Bye.
It is always nice when you get to go home.
Oh my God, it was so nice. But I still have a picture on my phone. Will pop up every once in a while. And I think, I don't remember if I Snapchatted you or Melissa. And I was like this, I'm alive.
Yeah, I agree. We're getting that.
And I was just like, I don't even remember drinking that much. But apparently, I did.
They
And I
sneak
do
up on
remember
you.
a shot of tequila in there somewhere. And I don't drink tequila just straight. You do. I do not.
Love my tequila.
But anyway, was a long derailment. But
Was.
all in all, so Garrett shot his uncle and his dad with a high-powered rifle. He didn't use the handgun. And then, if you're listening to the 911 call, the dispatcher kept telling him, come outside, put your phone on your shoulder, and put your arms up. So I'm assuming like you hold your phone with your shoulder and you have both your hands up like that to show, like, I don't have any guns. I can't shoot you. Everything is up out of the way. And he kept saying, okay. And she kept telling him, go out the front door. I have officers. Go out the front door. He went out through the garage where he had shot his dad. Why would you not listen? Why would you go out the garage door instead of the front door? And throughout her telling him, go out the front door, go out the front door, go out the front door, he went and checked on his grandparents twice. In a 10-minute span of time during that call.
I
And then
wonder if
he
he
was
was
trying
going
to
through
let them
some,
out.
I wonder if he was going through like a mental, not quite a breakdown, but kind of where he was so out of it. Like whether it was from the adrenaline of killing his dad and uncle, or if he was having like a psychotic,
Break.
yeah, like I mean, if she's being repetitive and you have time to continue to wander through your house and check on your grandparents and then exit out of the garage when you've repeatedly been told which exit to utilize, like
Right.
the marbles are not all there.
And he said that he had locked his grandparents in there because he didn't want them to see what had happened. So, I mean, he has some tiny bit of reasoning in there, but then at the end, he said, excuse me, that he was trying to let them out before he went outside to the cops. And she told him, no, leave them in there. Like, let the
I mean,
cops come and get them.
I wouldn't want my grandparents to see that either. So if he didn't want them to see, then why didn't you wait till they were gone and then did what you had to do or were gonna do? Like, that makes
And
no
why would
sense.
you decide at the end, hey, I'm going to let them out now
Yeah.
because I've been caught?
Well, I mean, maybe he was doing a decent job of cleaning it up, that he thought it was okay enough for them to leave. But like, that's just all real. Like, it's like his mind was going a million miles an hour now. I can let him out
He
now. He
wasn't
no longer has a
processing
choice.
anything.
Yeah, that's
The
weird.
process was
Yeah,
legitimately not working the way that it should have because he said he didn't want them to see it. And then he was trying to let them out and check on them multiple times. I think he was trying to delay whatever was going to happen eventually of him going out to the police, but he turned himself in. I mean, he called and said, I did it. So
But a
why
lot
would
of
you
times, if
delay that?
they, a lot of times, so I wonder if he actually had an attorney present when they interrogated him. Is, I don't know, did I butcher that word?
No.
Interrogated.
That's
If
right.
when they were quite, if they were doing that, if he confessed then as well, or if they are allowing his confession to the dispatcher, if they're allowing that in court, because a lot of the times, if you confess without a lawyer present or like all of these guidelines, then they just completely throw out your confession because it wasn't admissible.
I don't see how they couldn't use that in court because, I mean, he called and said, okay, these two people are shot in my house. Okay, well, did somebody come in? What happened? I shot them. That was creepy as hell. Did you just hear that?
I mean, I kind of coughed, so it happened at the same time.
No, I said, I don't even remember what I said. Something about, he said, I killed somebody. And then my Google Home was like, I didn't hear you. That was creepy as fuck.
You better turn Alexa off because if Alexa hears you saying that and calls you in, you admitted it, you're going to be charged in court.
Oh my God. Let the record show. This is for a podcast.
But no, seriously, I
My
have heard
Google
a lot
Home
of
better not try to
cases.
get me arrested.
I have heard a lot of
God.
cases that the confession gets thrown out because for some reason they weren't, I don't know if it was the attorney that got it off or the judge that said it's irrelevant, but for some reason they threw out the confession if it was done to the dispatcher. Because, I mean, now he could easily plead guilty or insanity. Because he wasn't in his right
Right.
state of mind. So, you know, he's going to try and plead something like that, even though we all know he's guilty. So, even though we don't know the whole story, but if he's saying his grandparents were locked in a room because he did it, and his dad and his uncle were the only other two people there, and obviously they're both dead now, I mean, there's no other way anything else could have happened, but his attorney could still conjure up some bogus story, and he could still get off with it because his attorney was not present when he admitted to this. And unless he called and gave like his full, you know, social, like to be able to actually identify him and not that somebody was holding him hostage. So he had
Yeah.
to say all these things, you know, like there's just all kinds of scenarios. And I've seen it get thrown out quite a bit in court,
I could see that.
which
I
is super
100% think
unfortunate.
that they will try and go for a psych eval, and he should have a psych eval.
But even if he has
Clearly,
a psych
there's
eval,
something.
then he's just going to go to a mental institute and not actually be in jail and being punished. He's just going to be hopped up on drugs for the rest of his life, wasting
Well,
taxpayer money.
some of them. He will still have to go and be like, I don't know if the right word is admitted or committed to the psych ward or whatever. And then he would have to serve out whatever his sentence would be there versus in a prison. Because in a prison, you can't monitor someone's mental health. And I'm sure 90% of the people in prison have mental health issues that are just overlooked. I mean,
It just really
it's.
sucks because I know that he's not going to get to face that much actual time. And then whatever time he does face is going to be like even more cut in half because he's always been a good kid or whatever.
Well, even if he gets, 10 years for each of these things, he's only 27.
He's what?
So he's only 27. So he would still get out in his 60s.
He still has a whole life to live.
Yeah, he's younger than us. So stop it. We old as hell now.
I turned. Nope, I'm not saying it. No, no, I'm not saying Way
Yeah,
to bring that up.
you turned the big 3-0 before I knew.
Nope.
I just turned 29.
Dagger in my heart.
I'm looking forward to turning 30 because then at least it's like a I've turned 30. Right now I'm just like a, I'm 29. Thirty is like turning 21. It's a milestone.
No, it's not.
I don't know about you, but my
The
21st was
milestone of
none
being
special.
young. I was very much into my Mexican days when I was 21, so it was kind of fun.
You know what I ordered for my 21st birthday? A hot toddy, because I had friggin' bronchitis. I was old as hell at 21. What are you talking about? I am an old lady.
I definitely had a birthday party at the Mexican bar here. Well, I don't know if it's Mexican. Cuban, I think it is. I think it's Cuban. Anyways, and then we had an after party at my house after that, and I don't think anyone went home until like 5 in the morning. And we all ordered Little Caesars after the bar.
I have never stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning unless it was with a crying child that I
I had a
birthed.
lot of house parties back in the day. A
No,
lot,
ma'am.
actually.
We have lived different lives.
Oh,
No, I went to a couple house parties and most of the time I went, ew, no. And I went home. I was
parties are
not.
ever gross. I think people really just sit around and either dance or play drinking games. I don't, I mean, I had a lot of house parties and they're all pretty fun.
I shouldn't say I didn't go to house parties. In college, I went to house parties. In high school, I went to house parties, went ew, and went home.
I didn't go to any house parties. I didn't really party at all when I was in high school.
That's why I only went to a couple. In college, I went to a lot more, but it was like friends. And even then, I was still home by like midnight, 1 o'clock. Mike would be like, let's stay later. I'm like, let's get tacos and go to bed. Who am I trying to impress? Like, I already locked this shit
Mean,
down.
that's true. That's very true. A lot of Mexicans, though, will go do like a quinceañera or a wedding or even bars, go bar hopping for a little bit and then go back to somebody's house and have a house party for afterwards. But I mean, they didn't all last very that late. But if I had a house party, I didn't care how long people were staying just because it was my house. So Ariana was at my mom's or elsewhere. Whereas if I went to somebody's house for a party, Ariana was at my house and I didn't like coming home that. Really, anytime after one, because she'd wake up when I would walk in, and I didn't like
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a house party at my house.
that. I had a lot, a lot, a lot. If
No.
you would have known me in my Mexican days, I don't think that we would have really meshed well.
I don't think we would have been friends. Because my other Mexican friend, Suhey, she's like me. 10 o'clock, in bed, PJs. Who am I trying to impress? No one. Let's order Chinese food.
Oh, man, if I could order Chinese food, I would be home in bed early all the time. Or taco
Yep.
salad.
I agree.
I can't even get Jimmy John's at my house.
Live in BFE, yo.
I'm so upset about this.
Anyway,
I'm
so
not getting over it.
this guy has not been sentenced yet. He has not been to his first court hearing yet. Just happened in November.
Have they set a date?
No, not that I could find, at least.
You'll have to stay on top of this one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still pretty recent.
Yeah, heck
So I
yeah.
don't see anything happening until summer or probably late fall
Yeah.
with it,
At least
unfortunately,
he's
especially
being
with
held.
COVID.
At least he's being held in jail with no bond.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. So we'll see how it goes, but I really hope he at least gets some time for it. Because.
Have his grandparents done any type of interviews or anything? No.
No, they went down and talked to the station after it happened, and they basically corroborated his story. Said, no, he didn't hurt us. He just put us in the bathroom. But they didn't say anything about hearing gunshots or anything.
I wonder what kind
Because I
of
don't.
high rifle it was, but they didn't hear gunshots when it was in two different locations in the house.
Well, they didn't bring up the gunshots or anything. They just said that they didn't hurt him. He didn't hurt him.
Ah, gotcha.
So, like, they haven't released the statements. The sheriff just said that they corroborated the story that he had no plans on hurting them.
Have you seen anything on social media about it? Like Facebook, since it's where, like, the town where you work, like he's from.
Just from the Henderson Police Department, and it pretty much said the exact same thing that the article that I sent you said.
Really? I'm kind of surprised by that.
I was too, because I tried to find out like where this guy went to high school, like who he knew around here, who he worked for, and it's like everything but this story was wiped. I went through four pages on Google, and it was all about this.
Dang.
Yeah.
So your friend's mom was married to his dad. So did
Steven.
she know anything else?
No.
No.
They've been divorced for a while, so she hasn't really kept up with him.
But if this kiddo is 27, kiddo,
Oh,
if this kid is 27, you think
aging
that,
yourself.
I know, you think that he, that his, that your friend's mom would know a little bit about the relationship between her ex-husband and his son?
I didn't reach out
Something.
because I thought
Okay.
it was probably still too fresh and it's a little weird. They're like,
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
I
you
don't
said
blame
your
you there.
ex-husband got murdered by his son. What can you tell me about that?
I mean, you could have your friend see if she could find anything out, if she wouldn't mind sharing what she knows. Or
I could
even, you know,
see.
since it's her mom, like, hey mom, did you ever like hear them fighting? Like, do you know why they wouldn't get along? Like, I mean, I know I would be snoopy as hell, be like, hey mom, like, what the hell is going on over there? Like, something happened and you knew about it. And now you're like, oh shit.
I could ask. I'll ask and I'll report back. She listens to this
Yay.
podcast, so you know who you are. I'm coming for you.
Maybe
We're
she
gonna
wants to be
talk.
a special guest, and she wants to hang out with us and chat about psychopaths.
She might.
Just bribe her with a white cloth and assure her that there's no guns involved. We're not going to hold
Oh,
her hostage
Lord.
to be a special
Oh,
guest
she
in our
knows.
podcast.
She knows. She's one of the mom friends that I hang out with.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
All right. That is all I have for you since there hasn't even been a court hearing yet.
Yeah, that's
But
kind
we'll
of
find
a,
out.
not a dead end, but
It's a
a big
cliffhanger.
break there. Yeah, I'll be excited to
We're
see
waiting.
what happens.
And I
Now, if he
know I
offered
already
himself
did.
in jail, I'm gonna be pissed.
I have a feeling they're watching him pretty closely, given his, hopefully, because of given his mental state. But we don't know, obviously, because they haven't done anything yet. But you never know. Maybe
Fingers
somebody,
crossed.
I would say maybe somebody else will do something to him, but that normally only happens when they do stuff to like women and children.
Yeah, for
Sometimes I
sure.
feel like they tend to leave people alone. Doesn't make it right, but still. Anyway, that is all I have for you. I will keep you updated if I find anything else out. We should do an updates episode
Yes, we should
on ones that we've
over all
done.
the episodes we've cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that for not next week, but the week after.
I'm down.
Yeah, perfect. That works.
Look
Awesome.
forward to it, guys.
Sweet. Well, I will see you next week, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, be sure to look us up on social media. On Facebook, we are Crime2 Podcast, and on Instagram, Crime Squared. Also, please subscribe and review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate all of our listeners.